Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. The Tulsa Innovation Lab, an initiative of the George Kaiser Family Foundation, is devoted to boosting Tulsa's technological economy and developing a technologically trained workforce. Last month, the lab released a report partnered with a consultancy firm, McKinsey & Company, that examines Tulsa's economy and looks at a number of high-growth and achievable economic opportunities in tech niches. These areas include virtual health and remote care, energy technology, drone operations and testing in energy and agriculture, of all things, along with two cross-industry-wide niches, cyber enablement into new fields, and building data analytic capabilities into existing industries and business sectors. Along with identifying these growth niches, which Tulsa is in a good position to exploit, TIL is also helping the city identify opportunities to build a workforce that will be positioned to staff these new economic industries. Well, you can see the report yourself at their website, TulsaInnovationLabs.com. Joining me to discuss the report is the co-founder and managing director of the Tulsa Innovation Lab, Nicholas Lalla. He joins me today on Studio Tulsa. Nicholas Lalla, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Last month, the Tulsa Innovation Labs released a report identifying the city's most promising tech clusters. Before we talk about some of those tech clusters, tell us a little about the mission of the Innovation Labs. It sounds like it's really to develop a cohesive strategy for going out and building talent and building areas of expertise that will attract business to the city.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Tulsa Innovation Labs is the tech-led economic and workforce development organization pioneered by George Kaiser Family Foundation. As you and your listeners probably know, GKFF is a charitable organization based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that really focuses on combating intergenerational poverty. And what GKFF realized was that to really provide long-term opportunities to Tulsa's families, they needed to invest in the local economy and prepare the city for the jobs of the future by investing in an innovation economy. So that's really the genesis of Tulsa Innovation Labs. Our mission is twofold. The first is to really establish a tech niche for the city, to figure out what are the handful of opportunities that show the most promise for growth in Tulsa. And then second, to create a suite of new initiatives that really move the needle, that catalyze growth in those areas. So our programs are going to focus on supporting startups, developing local talent, and spurring academic innovation. As you referenced, we recently completed a pretty rigorous study in collaboration with McKinsey a few weeks ago that identified kind of the top five opportunities for the city's innovation economy, and they are virtual health, energy tech, drones, cyber, and analytics. So Tulsa Innovation Labs is now kind of in the process of reorganizing ourselves around those five areas, working with industry and university leaders to build projects and initiatives that catalyze growth across each of those five areas.
And actually, there are three clusters, and then there are two cross-industry. The cyber part and the analytics workforce is sort of moves across all of those three clusters and perhaps other aspects of the economy as well. How did you identify those three clusters? The idea of virtual health, which at this particular point, I think sounds like a no-brainer at this point. I mean, everybody's doing virtual health. You know, the lack is the fact that we don't have capacity. How did you identify the three clusters?
So we, you know, really delved deep into the data. We looked at macro industry trends. We looked at investment spending. We looked at local assets. We interviewed well over 100 stakeholders as well as subject matter experts across the innovation economy writ large. And, you know, time and time again, kind of the same areas rose to the surface. We started with probably six or so major clusters, and we really wanted to get really specific. We wanted to make impact and to take a really targeted approach. And so we wanted to figure out what's, you know, within healthcare, just for example, healthcare is so huge, encompasses so many different things. What's the right slice of the healthcare market that Tulsa can really be a leader in? And so, you know, given all the analysis that we did, all the stakeholder interviews with local leaders and experts, we landed on five in particular because they scored really highly across three important metrics for us. You know, one is impact, the impact of the opportunity. Two was the feasibility of the opportunity, what it would cost, how much work it would take and effort it would take to achieve the goals. And then third, very important to TIL and to GKFF is inclusivity. You know, what percent of the jobs in any given industry would be open to folks without bachelor's degrees, for example. Not a perfect proxy for inclusivity and diversity, but an important metric and weight that we incorporated into the analysis. So we really landed on the five by looking at all the best data that we can, talking to folks who are experts in the field, who are investing in these areas, and most importantly, spoke to Tulsans, spoke to local stakeholders to figure out what are their businesses already doing really well? What are the universities already doing really well? What does the city aspire for itself? And taking all of those different data points into consideration and focusing on those three kind of metrics that I mentioned, we landed on three tech clusters: virtual health, energy tech, and drones, and two kind of cross-industry enablers, as we call them, which cut across multiple different industries, cyber and analytics.
Now, when you looked at the existing assets, what are some of the assets that are already in place that could help spur growth in these clusters?
That's a great question and a big question. I think what is so exciting, and frankly, I think it even surprised, you know, our McKinsey team, just the level of activity going on in Tulsa today, I think is extraordinary. And I think the, you know, recent conversations that's been going on with Tesla, I think, is a great example of the buzz in energy surrounding Tulsa. So we, you know, and as a relatively newcomer to the city, uncover just amazing opportunities for the city. So, you know, in virtual health, for example, OSU Center for Life Sciences, St. Francis's Institute for Emerging Technologies are two important stakeholders that are doing really groundbreaking work in the virtual health space. On the energy tech, you know, no surprise that Tulsa has a huge concentration of oil and gas companies, many of whom are innovating and thinking ahead about renewables and sustainable energy. Drones, for example, which I think was somewhat of a surprising find, at least for me, lots of interesting use cases already going on. The oil and gas companies are using drones to monitor their pipelines. The agriculture companies are using drones to monitor nearby crops and farmland. And in cyber and analytics, certainly the University of Tulsa has a renowned cyber program. That wasn't a surprise for us, but some promising startups, the strength of the TU program, and just the pervasive need across multiple industries for cyber and analytics talent, I think represents a pretty clear opportunity for us to fill those jobs and to catalyze growth through, you know, developing a really diverse and vibrant talent pool.
I want to talk about the third cluster, which goes to drone operations and testing. In energy, makes perfect sense. Agriculture was somewhat of a surprise to me, but as you note in the report, agricultural tech is a really rapidly growing area. And then when you think about it for a moment, you know, fewer farmers are producing on more arable land. You're going to have technology if there are fewer actual farmers. And drone technology makes perfect sense. How early is this industry, or are we entering at the right time, or are we perhaps behind the curve at this point?
I think for drones, actually, we're hitting it about the right time. We're seeing kind of a shift to you know, more commercial applications of UAVs over the next few years. And I think OSU in particular has carved out a really interesting niche for itself. They're doing really fascinating research around drones at OSU, including in the agriculture space. You're right about those use cases. And we're also finding, interestingly enough, that this is very important to our local Native American tribes. There's an interesting concept being developed by the Osage Nation, for example, called Skyway 36, which is looking to be, you know, something of a drone testing bed. And so I think there's a ton of opportunities in the agriculture space, the universities, the tribes, and most importantly, you know, the energy companies that are increasingly using drones to monitor and safeguard their pipelines.
Hmm. And of course, that also ties in with an existing strength within the Tulsa economy, and that's the aviation. Are these industries that can piggyback together very easily, or are they, have they sort of divulged their paths separately, that maybe aviation, existing aviation, is the best place or not necessarily the best place to help develop this drone technology?
Yeah, it's a great point. I think we do see drones as an important adjacent field to aviation. American Airlines has a large and important presence in Tulsa, and we've had great conversations with them. I think the more probably immediate opportunity that we see is in kind of leveraging the flight simulation companies in town, including affiliated with American Airlines, to potentially partner with us on, you know, simulating UAVs, for example. that could be an interesting opportunity that emerges from this.
My guest today is Nicholas Lalla. He's co-founder and managing director of Tulsa Innovation Labs. Last month, the Tulsa Innovation Labs released a report identifying the city's most promising tech clusters. Well, when we talk about virtual health and remote care, you know, this pandemic is pointing out the need for being able to see doctors, see specialists, see test results remotely. Do you see this as a field that Tulsa is poised to help provide more of that remote capability within the healthcare industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, historically, you know, depending on the terminology that you use, telemedicine, virtual health, digital health, kind of all the same, but all a little bit different, has been around for a little while, right? And has historically included patient-doctor and doctor-doctor consultations through telephone and video and chatbots. But what we're seeing is that technology is really improving both the accessibility and the sophistication of virtual health services. So, for example, through implantable and wearable, portable, and even, you know, ingestible sensors, healthcare providers can monitor patient vitals and medication and provide immediate feedback. And certainly, you know, COVID-19, I think, has thrown into relief just the importance of healthcare access and the growing need for virtual health services, especially important in a rural state like Oklahoma that does struggle with both access and outcomes. And so, you know, would love to be able to work with local partners to really marshal science and technology to change healthcare delivery and reach underserved populations, those rural communities, but also urban communities that struggle with access. You know, as we've seen with the pandemic, one ill person can impact an entire community or city. And so I think that's why the work that OSU and St. Francis and others in town are doing, innovating in the virtual health space, I think is so important. And why TIL is just super excited to help connect the dots, fill in gaps, and work with partners doing really exciting work for the city.
Let's talk a little bit about the energy techs part of the business. How much capability for growth is there within Tulsa's energy industry, much of which is mature? What does the report tell you about the most promising growth possibilities within our own energy industry?
Sure. So I think it's a few things. One is, you know, I think it validated our working hypothesis that there is a large concentration of well-resourced and forward-thinking energy companies in the city. That is an amazing foundation on which to build. I think everybody recognizes, including the oil and gas companies, that for Tulsa to become a tech hub, we need to diversify the economy, right? And certainly the trends in the energy field in particular, certainly over the past few decades, and even more acute today because of the pandemic, I think the writing is on the wall. And I think you're seeing an increasingly open and innovative spirit within oil and gas companies and a move toward more renewable and sustainable energies, electrification, for example. And so I think the opportunities are twofold. One, in the short term, really focusing on operational technology, the automation, the analytics, advanced analytics to improve both the sustainability and the business efficiency of critical energy infrastructure. And then second, probably more in the medium and longer term, but certainly we want to catalyze activity today, is more on the renewables. And so I think for TIL, we want to see our energy companies working with startups more, challenging themselves, challenging entrepreneurs to solve big problems that meet their business needs. That's going to be critically important to us. And the other thing that we hear time and time again from energy executives is just the need for cyber and analytics talent. They're getting so much data on everything that they don't have the in-house capabilities that they need to make use of that data and to extract value from it to make their businesses more efficient, leaner, smarter, more forward-thinking and innovative, and we want to help them with that as well.
So when we talk about cyber, are we talking about cybersecurity or cyber, the Internet of Things? What exactly do we mean by that?
That's a good question. So it's more the latter than the former, de-emphasizing kind of the security element of it. We really see cyber as a critical component of an innovation economy. And that's why we're trying to position it kind of as a cross-industry enabler, right? So think about cyber's connections to virtual health. When you have remote monitoring and sensors on things, there's a strong cyber, including security element to that. You know, I think one of the recent hacks over the past couple of years was, you know, being able to hack into a pacemaker and change the configuration of a pacemaker, which obviously has tremendous implications on somebody, or being able to hack hospital systems and take patient data. I think that's the intersection points that we're looking to take advantage of and build opportunities in. So ditto energy tech, keeping oil and gas pipelines safe, and certainly drones, there's an important cyber element as well. And I think that the great work that the University of Tulsa is doing, both through their cyber core, which is world-renowned, as well as one of TIL's and GKFF's new programs, the TU Teammate Cyber Fellows initiative, I think is going to be really instrumental in building out that ecosystem. And just two more words on the TU Teammate program, which sits under the TIL umbrella already. I think this will give your listeners kind of a good example, a taste of the type of work that TIL is going to be doing. It's already up and running. The first cohort starts this fall, and it's a collaboration between the University of Tulsa's cyber program, their CompSci department, and a company called Team 8, founded in Tel Aviv, large New York City office. They, you know, are in need of a cyber talent and recognize that TU produces some top quality minds in cyber. And so we're working with them to support 10 doctoral students each year. And the premise is to bring TU faculty, doctoral students, and teammate scientists together on applied research projects and to work together to solve really complicated cyber challenges and hopefully commercialize them, spin off new companies that take root in Tulsa.
That partnership, as you mentioned, is already underway. I guess a follow-up is to make sure that these new startups, these partnerships that come out of this collaboration, stay in Tulsa.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, right? It's challenging enough to create new companies that are viable. It's a whole other challenge to keep them in town. And so, you know, we need to do a handful of things in unison. There needs to be capital to support their growth. We need mentors. We need corporate clients. And we need a steady source of really high quality and diverse talent to fuel the growth of those companies, because companies can't grow without talent, right? And so the theory is that if we can activate multiple parts of the ecosystem at once and provide truly wraparound services and a tight-knit supportive ecosystem with capital sources, with talent sources, with academic research, with wonderful world-class innovation spaces, that together that will be a compelling proposition to retain and to attract companies to the city. But it's going to require, and certainly TIL plays a small role in all of that, it's going to require, you know, truly citywide efforts and multiple partners working together to create the conditions needed to keep startups in town.
Yeah. No, and I one of the things as I was reading through the report is like, you've identified an awful lot of areas where there are opportunities, but how do you exploit them within our existing job pool of talent? You know, obviously the Team 8 TU partnership is, you know, that will create 10 PhDs a year, but really to build up to scale on a larger, you know, a company that really makes a difference, you're talking about, you know, maybe 10 times of that, or at least, you know, master's students or undergraduates that can work in a company like that if it's really to take off. Do you think we have the existing job pool of talent, or how are you trying to create that?
So I think the current talent pool needs to evolve over time to meet the growing demands that companies and startups are going to have. And I think that there's a few opportunities. One, I think there's a great opportunity to upskill folks that are looking for jobs. Quite a number of Oklahomans, of Tulsans in particular, have lost their jobs because of the pandemic, many in the energy field that have technical experience. And so we're looking at upskilling programs to take folks that have IT or energy experience and through, you know, some targeted upskilling programs can transition into jobs that are more sustainable in cyber and in analytics. So that's one thing. Second is another one of TIL's programs that sit under our umbrella and that is active today is the Holberton School, which your listeners may be familiar with. It's a software engineering academy. And at scale, they're going to be graduating 500 software engineers each year. And I think that's going to occur around year five. And they're already ahead of schedule. So they're enrolling large, diverse cohorts of students that are interested in software engineering careers. and the information that they're getting from the market and prospective employer partners is very positive. So, you know, we think that the natural talent is there. I think what's missing is the right kind of mix of educational opportunities and upskilling opportunities and matchmaking that we need to get folks the right skills for the right jobs and make the connections between them and employers. And I think that's something that Holberton is going to be doing well, and certainly TIL is going to be doing in the cyber and analytics space. I think the fundamental, you know, idea is that talent attracts companies. And so anything that we can do to create a large concentration of highly skilled, talented, qualified, and diverse workers, particularly in the cyber and analytics space, the better we can do. There's, you know, one of the key figures, findings from our work over the past several months was 750 open cyber jobs in Tulsa today. Mm. And we recently refreshed that data, you know, kind of amid the pandemic, just to see if that number had fluctuated too much. And it really hasn't. It's like it's 747 or something like that. So there's still around 750 open cyber jobs, and that's just current demand just for cyber. And we're also hearing and have data showing a large talent gap in the advanced analytics space as well. And so from TIL's perspective, priority number one should be to fill the talent gap, but priority number two, to really sustain growth over the long term, we are going to need a surplus of talent, which will attract new companies to the city who are in desperate need of high-quality cyber and analytics talent. And so we are really focused on our workforce components.
When I think of some of the cities that have seen huge tech growth, I think of cities that have a large state research-supported university. Now, we have two small satellite campuses here of a state of our state universities, and we have a private school, a small enrollment private school. Is that a detriment to achieving your goals, or can the big state schools at, in Stillwater and Norman provide some of that talent?
You are absolutely right that, you know, almost every single tech hub around the world, certainly the ones that come to my mind, have major research universities fueling their innovation economies. You look at UT in Austin, you look at Rice and some others in Houston.
Yeah,
you look
Columbus, at Ohio with the Ohio State. You know.
That's exactly right. And so the lack of a major research university in Tulsa certainly is a challenge. I think what is an opportunity, though, is that together, there's an enormous opportunity to really position the universities as anchors in the innovation economy. And I think we need to do two things. One, continue to develop specializations. No city can be everything to everyone. That's why we're focusing on five very specific areas. No university can be powerhouses in every field. And so from TIL's perspective, it's going to be important to build out local capacity at the universities around specialization. So, for example, you know, the cyber program at TU is quite strong. How do we make it an even more stellar program, a true global center of excellence? That is a challenge that, you know, I want to make to TU and to GKFF and to the city and to TIL. How do we make the cyber program at TU truly world class? And we can do that in other areas and other universities, right? OSU, for example, leading on virtual health and drones. And so it's not going to be that, you know, we can, you know, inject billions of dollars into a university and, you know, make each department powerhouses. But what we can do is align universities with a broader citywide strategy for innovation growth. And so if we can orient the universities around TIL's five focus areas, which really emerged from their activities to date anyway, I think that's the way to go. So how do we build out specializations at each of the universities to create true centers of excellence? And then second, there's, you know, a volume challenge, right? The universities in town, TU is relatively small, and the public universities are satellite campuses. So how do we work together and pool resources and collaborate across systems and disciplines and departments to work together? Because we think that, you know, in doing so, certainly it stands to be mutually beneficial across the universities, but really have citywide effects. No one university can do it alone. And so one of the other things that TIL wants to do is encourage more joint projects between universities and take advantage of the great work that's being done in Norman or Stillwater or other areas and attract more research activity to Tulsa. But that's going to require breaking down silos at the universities. That's going to require TU and OSU and OU and TCC working together on aligning course offerings and doing even more ambitious research projects, which they're already doing. And so, you know, we've had great conversations with all of them. They're open to it. They're already, you know, working really well together. And if TIL can help bring some focus and support to those efforts, I think we all stand to benefit.
My guest today is Nicholas Lalla, co-founder and managing director of the Tulsa Innovation Labs, a facility of the George Kaiser Family Foundation. Last month, the labs released a report identifying the city's most promising tech clusters. Now, in addition to the five areas you mentioned, I noticed at the end of the report you had some other seeds, and they include everything from building best-in-class mental health and substance use research and treatment centers, setting up Tulsa as an electrification revolution, as a manufacturer of heat pumps, spurring innovation and growth in our aviation maintenance, repair, and overhaul industry, which is already a strength.
Exactly.
Can you talk about maybe some of these seeds? Are these things you'd just be watching? And if you see opportunities, maybe you'll try to help push development of startups or help for some of the existing industries.
So the purpose of that section of the report was really to share what we learned with the broader community. I mean, we have been remarkably open and transparent, both in our research and analysis process, but in sharing our findings. We don't want this to be a report that sits on a shelf, and we certainly don't want this to just live at TIL. The impact and power of the work that we're doing is going to come when multiple partners across sectors are working with us to focus efforts around five very specific opportunity areas. But that said, as you mentioned, there are a handful of other opportunities that are adjacent to kind of TIL's five focus areas that we wanted to showcase, and we wanted to encourage others to take the lead on. And so, for example, on the maintenance, repair, and overhaul within aviation, that is something that you're right, the city is already doing quite well. And to us, that's a role that the city should and is interested in taking more of a leadership role on. There's other areas, you know, that we're encouraging others to take the lead on. TIL, you know, has, just like any organization, needs to have strategic priorities. Ours are those five areas, but there's a bunch of adjacent opportunities that emerged from the study that we want others to take advantage of. And so, you know, whether that's a university partner or the city, for example, around MROs or our energy companies looking at, you know, alternative fuels, biofuels, renewable natural gas, or electrification, that's something that we want to encourage. And to the extent that we can build synergies between kind of our core focus areas and those other seeds, we're happy to do it. But we really wanted to share good ideas with folks and say, hey, these are some things you should take a look at.
All right. Well, Nicholas Lalla, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Nicholas Lalla is the co-founder and managing director of the Tulsa Innovation Labs, which is an initiative of the George Kaiser Family Foundation, which also supports Public Radio Tulsa. Last month, the Tulsa Innovation Labs released a report identifying the city's most promising tech clusters for developing the economy. You can read the report at TulsaInnovationLabs.com. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.